It's dark. Your brain is foggy. Is it still Friday night, you wonder? Where are you? You reach your hands towards your head to try and rub out some of the grogginess, but they resist. You try again and then realize that something is stopping your movement. Again, you pull. Something around your wrists. Hard. Metal. You shake your head, trying to come completely to your senses. Blinking against the pressing darkness, you tug again. You try moving your feet as well, but those are cuffed too. Heart pounding in your chest, you struggle in earnest, shaking, pulling, yelling until you are hoarse. But still, the cuffs do not yield. So you stop, panting, throat ragged and sore. Muscles aching from the pointless struggle. As you catch your breath, you think back to last night, or at least what you think was last night. There was the party, a beautiful woman, flirting, and there was drinking, lots of drinking. And then what? Then you woke up here. You can't make sense of it. In the silence, you hear the click of heels far away, coming closer. Then a light jingle of keys and the smooth click of an old but well-oiled lock. You try to say something, but your voice is still hoarse and only a croak slips out. A light turns on, and you see her standing in the doorway. A sleek, black, sleeveless dress clings to her breasts and waist and hips, falling away in a smooth swash all the way down to her ankles, a slit all the way up either side. Her hair is black, smooth back and tied tight at the nape of her neck. Her face, makeup-free and flawless. Her gaze swallows you from head to toe. It is then that you realize what you had been too distracted by struggle to notice. You are completely naked. She walks towards you. You start yelling again, demanding to be let go, shaking and pulling at your chains. She does not seem fazed at all. In fact, aside from a small twitch of a smile, she doesn't even acknowledge your struggle or your yelling and cursing. Already worn out, you stop and watch her, and wait for some clue as to what you are doing here. She stands in front of you, inches from your face. She smells like rich, dark chocolate. Her eyes, a startling green, stare into yours. Curious? Mocking? Is she still smiling? Her face is barely an inch from yours. You can feel her breath against your lips. For some reason, you hold yourself absolutely still. She reaches up and presses one palm against your chest and then walks around you, dragging her nails lightly across your skin. Despite everything, you feel your cock respond to her touch. She presses against your back. The material of her dress is thin, and you can feel the heat of her body and the hardness of her nipples. Her lips press against the back of your neck before she walks around to face you. You take a few deep breaths and ask her as calmly as you can what is going on. Again, she smiles her half smile. She looks up to something above and behind your head. You try and twist around to see what she's looking at, but you can't make anything out. She continues to stare a while, and then she nods at whatever or whoever she's looking at. Then she drops down to her knees before you in one smooth, liquid movement. By now your cock is almost fully hard and you stare down at her, not voicing your questions since it was clear by now that she had no intention of speaking to you, or if she did, it would not be at your request. She stares back up at you, licks her lips and lowers her mouth to the tip of your cock. It twitches as she presses her mouth against its head and slowly opens. Wet, warm, smooth. Her tongue circles the tip. You are so hard now. All the questions are burned from your mind by that hot, wet mouth on your dick. She pulls back, licks her lips again. Again they wrap tight around your dick, and her tongue swirls in slow circles as she moves back and forth over just the tip. And then she starts to slip down further and further, deeper and deeper with every stroke. You groan as you feel yourself go deeper and deeper into her mouth. Soon, with every downward stroke, her lips are at the base of your cock and the head is pressed tight and firm against the back of her throat. Without even thinking, your hips start rocking back and forth to match her rhythm. You stare down at her, amazed, confused, hungry. Her eyes are closed and she breathes deeply in time with every stroke. She reaches up and grabs your hips with her hands, digging into the soft flesh of your ass. With her nails, you shudder and moan. You are so close. You want to. And then she stops, slips off your cock like a sigh, and stands up. A smile. A look up at the watcher. Is it Isabel? A nod. And she turns and walks out, turning out the light as she leaves. It isn't until you hear the door click shut that you start yelling and struggling again, your cock still slick with the spit defiantly hard, thrusting in vain into the darkness. You are just listening to a mini Rotica tease by Isabel. That's me, my deviant darlings. For more, or to find out about custom audios, visit my blog at www.eroticconfessional.com. For a phone session with me, call 1-800-601-7259. Call me. Call me. You know you want to.